So, Rachel, are you a Jeopardy fan?
Indeed, but really only when the category is about either Star Trek Next Generation or 80s glam rock songs.
Very specific areas of expertise.
Sweet spots.
Yeah. All right. Well, I used to play with my Nana, and she would beat me every time we were watching in her apartment. But I don't think even she could have taken down James Holzhauer.
Right. So he is a professional sports bettor from Vegas who is on a hot streak. Alex Trebek asked some other contestants, how does it feel to come into a buzzsaw?
Right, because he's won 13 games and made almost $1 million already. On the list of single-day winning records, he holds the top six slots.
Well, I mean, it's the most extraordinary quiz show performance I've ever seen. You know, what this guy is doing just blows everything away. It's unbelievable.
That's Neil Pollack talking about what makes this guy so good. Pollack is a writer who won on Jeopardy in 2013.
And he says, number one, you have to know, like, everything. And number two, what sets Holzhauer apart is his willingness to go big, like bet his whole bankroll even when he's way ahead.
And that just boggles the mind. I mean, it's the right way to play. It's the absolute correct game theory strategy, but it's just, it's amazing that someone's finally had the guts to do it.
And number three, Pollack says, athleticism. You need a quick thumb to buzz in.
I think he's 34 years old. You know, I was 43 when I played, and I didn't have the reaction time. I wasn't able to accumulate the cash necessary to make bets like that.
So there's a guy named Ken Jennings. He actually holds the Jeopardy record for longest winning streak, though his average winnings were way less than Holzhauer's.
Jennings tweeted, I don't feel I get enough credit for making small, sensible Jeopardy wagers, which helped the show with its prize budget.